Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day on several fronts where we are at war. Are we still at war in Afghanistan? The President of the United States just completed a press conference in which he marked the end of the Afghan war. He got some fairly aggressive questions. We'll play you some of his answers coming up. And there's also violence and murder and apparently impending political collapse in the nation of Haiti, where the United States and our allies have already expended recently $13 billion to try to prop up that government. It is now in a world of trouble. We will cover that. There is ongoing war, of course, about vaccines here in the United States. And even a suggestion by someone who is a supporter of President Trump, Max Boot of the LA Times and the Washington Post, he is suggesting that Republicans deliberately, perhaps, put the kibosh on vaccines in order to make sure that Biden missed his goal of 70% of everybody getting vaccinated by July 4th. Actually, he got close. It was 67%. Is this all about politics? Is there a real intersection between vaccines and politics? And then there's another war. And that is the ongoing culture war, which now has been simplified or can be simplified. It's not the details of critical racial theory. It's not the details of how we teach about the 4th of July. It's basically a question of whether we teach our children to feel guilty or grateful about the country in which they have been waged. Steve Perry, a veteran education reformer, believes there is a political motivation above any ideological motivation on the part of the National Education Association and other teacher unions that are determined, it appears, to push the critical racial theory as far as it can go. And the purpose? Well, the purpose, he says, and we'll be speaking to him later in the show, the purpose, he says, is to basically take attention away from the other very self-interested and destructive agenda of these same teacher unions. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with General Anthony Tata. He's been on the show before, who was at one time the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy toward the end of the Trump administration. And what does he think comes next in Afghanistan, and what does it mean for the United States? A very busy show and a new theme song, perhaps, based upon a classic, a theme song that is supposed to encourage remaining Americans who are not vaccinated, which is almost half of Americans who are not. That it will be encouraged by a new pop song that has become the vaccination anthem. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. President Biden spoke about the situation in Afghanistan, which is looking extraordinarily scary and grim and chaotic and good for the Taliban, bad for the sources and the forces of civilization. He spoke in the East Room of the White House today. And the very first question off the top, fairly aggressive question, was this. Listen.
Trust the Taliban, Mr. President. You trust the Taliban, sir.
Are you, is that a serious question?
It's absolutely a serious question. You trust the Taliban.
No, I do not.
Over the country to the Taliban.
No, I do not trust the Taliban. Chris, it's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No. But I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war.
Okay, that was the president with the first question off the bat. And one of the things that's fascinating is it does sound like a kindergarten out of control. I mean, when you hear the press, a lot of the pauses in between these questions that they got to ask President Biden, well, the pauses sounded a little bit like this. Just listen. Okay, it was a great deal of eagerness to get to the President of the United States. The second question that he was posed was, okay, we've been fighting there for 20 years. Worth it? Listen.
Given the amount of money that has been spent and the number of lives that have been lost with making this decision, were the last 20 years worth it?
You know my record. I can tell by the way you asked the question. I opposed permanently having American forces in Afghanistan. I argued from the beginning, as you may recall. It came to light after the administration was over, our administration. No nation has ever unified Afghanistan. No nation. Empires have gone there and not done it. The focus we had, and I strongly supported, and you may remember, I physically went to Afghanistan. I was up in that pass where Osama bin Laden was allegedly escaped or out of harm's way. We went for two reasons. One, to bring Osama bin Laden to the gates of hell, as I said at the time. The second reason was to eliminate al-Qaeda's capacity to deal with more attacks in the United States from that territory. We accomplished both of those objectives, period.
Okay, there's going to be, I'm sure, a great deal of discussion about that. A long pause as we went there to accomplish two things, and then there was a pause as he gathered his thoughts. Does that signify anything? Well, his answers are significant enough. He was asked about, will the Afghan government survive? This is clip three. Listen.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government, Walton government, likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place. The question is, will they generate the kind of cohesion to do it? It's not a question of whether they have the capacity. They have the capacity. They have the forces. They have the equipment. The question is, will they do it? And I want to make clear what I made clear to Ghani, that we are not going to walk away and not sustain their ability to maintain that force.
Okay, he's speaking there when he says, I made it clear to Ghani. He's speaking about President Ashraf Ghani, who is the president of Afghanistan and whom the hopes of the whole world now rest. I'm sure there will be continued discussion about his assertion that, yes, the Afghan government has the capacity to last. We will speak about that and more with General Anthony Tata, who former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy at the end of the Trump administration. And he, I think, may have a different perspective. We will also talk about the decision today, made with much fanfare, that we're going to have an Olympics like no other. Not even domestic attendance permitted because of the COVID-19 situation. And what is that situation? Why is it so different from one state to another? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, responding to the press conference just concluded by the President of the United States in the East Room of the White House on the decision, which was actually made back in the Trump administration by President Trump and then followed up by President Biden, to withdraw American forces from duty in Afghanistan? Is it the right decision? Well, of course, history will determine. But President Biden was answering questions about it and could not answer a question about what the intelligence community said about the likelihood that the government in Afghanistan will actually collapse. If it does, there's a real question about what the United States would do. Or will there be a civil war? That, of course, a much greater likelihood than the outright immediate collapse of the Afghan government, despite the fact that all the reports from the ground, as you will hear, indicate that the Taliban, who are evil terrorists and have made no attempt even to transition to partners for peace of any kind. They want total power, they mean to take over, and they mean to impose the same kind of absolutist, Islamist, religiously fanatical rule that they imposed before. The question about that struggle, about a civil war, that came up, of course, at the press conference moments ago. Here's the question number four.
Thank you. But we have talked to your own top general in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller. He told ABC News, the conditions are so concerning at this point that it could result in a civil war. So if Kabul falls to the Taliban, what will the United States do about it?
Look, you've said two things. One, that if it could result in a civil war, that's different than the Taliban succeeding, number one. Number two, the question of what will be done is going to be implicated. It's going to implicate the entire region as well. There's a number of countries that have a grave concern about what's going to happen in Afghanistan relative to their security. The question is, how much of a threat to the United States of America and to our allies is whatever results in terms of a government or an agreement? That's when that judgment will be made.
Again, not really a direct answer, but then again, nobody knows. One of the questions on everyone's mind, and it has been particular in people's mind, as you've been seeing people who aligned themselves with the United States in prior struggle in Afghanistan trying desperately to get out. It's all very reminiscent of the scenes of people trying to get out of the last helicopters out of Saigon in 1975, at the end of the Vietnam War. And President Biden got that question about the resemblance, if any, to the end game, which was bloody and nightmarish and a disaster for the Vietnam struggle. Here's a question number five.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable.
Okay, one of the things that the president didn't mention, and he should have, is, if anything, this situation is even worse. Because at the end of the Vietnam War, actually, there were Nobel Prizes given out to North Vietnamese negotiators and Henry Kissinger for the Paris agreements. And the United States actually reached agreement with our enemies in North Vietnam. And it was an agreement that they absolutely refused to follow. This time, there's no agreement. There are no promises that the Taliban made that they could be held to violate. So the real question here, and again, it's the question I would have asked if I had had the chance to ask the president a question, and somebody should, is there any situation, Mr. President, in which you anticipate the United States would have to reinsert itself militarily directly into the situation in Afghanistan? He says no one's talking about the fall of Kabul. Everybody's talking about the potential fall of Kabul. Probably not next week, probably not next month. But is it really unthinkable going ahead several months? The question, will the U.S. be responsible, which also means, and I'm sure President Biden hears it this way, will you, sir, will your administration be responsible for the potential disasters that are to follow? This is clip six.
Be responsible for the loss of Afghan civilian lives that could happen after what happened after exit.
No, no, no. It's up to the people of Afghanistan to decide on what government they want, not us to impose the government on them. No country's ever been able to do that. Keep in mind, as a student of history, as I'm sure you are, never has Afghanistan been a united country. Not in all of its history. Not in all of its history.
And, of course, there's another part of the history is that when it came to the collapse of the Soviet Empire, fighting in Afghanistan played a very real role in that. And even the old Soviet Russian Empire was unable to subdue the Mujahideen that later morphed into Al-Qaeda and other forces working against civilization and the entire world. The question is, this a situation that is genuinely nightmarish? ABC News reports on precisely that, clip 10.
More than 90% of American troops now out of Afghanistan. Hundreds of Afghan fighters now abandoning their posts. And tonight here, the alarming images. Their American-made weapons ending up in the hands of Taliban fighters.
We saw for ourselves the U.S. military headquarters in Kabul, once thriving, now a ghost town. This as the Taliban is sweeping the country, holding as much as one-third of the districts by some estimates. This video, obtained by ABC News, appearing to show Afghan soldiers massacred, even with their hands up. The overall commander of U.S. forces, General Scott Miller, is deeply worried about the situation on the ground.
We should be concerned. The loss of terrain and the rapidity of that loss of terrain has to be concerning. We're starting to create conditions here that won't look good for Afghanistan in the future if there's a push for a military takeover.
This is really troubling, Martha. There's clearly no political solution in place.
There is none.
And what happens next? We will speak about that with General Tony Tata, former Undersecretary of Defense, coming up right here on the Medved Show.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues.
Our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one, No one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing heavy rain to parts of North Carolina and Virginia. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has winds of 45 miles an hour as it impacts both states. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anthony J. Tata served 28 years for our country in the United States Army. He served as the Deputy Commanding General of the 10th Mountain Division and joined Task Force 76 in Afghanistan for 2 years, 2006 to 2007. He also served our country in 2020 and 21 as the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the last days of the Trump administration. And General Tata, you've been on the show before. I should also mention his most recent book is called Chasing the Lion. I wanted to ask you about two of the most recent reports that we've been hearing from Afghanistan and ask if you're surprised at all. The reports about the aggressiveness of the Taliban, of actually even massacring Afghan troops who are trying to surrender, the fact that they're moving so quickly. There had been an assumption before that the Taliban wouldn't do that. They'd be much more judicious, much more cautious, because they didn't want to risk getting the United States to send force back into the theater of operations. Are you at all surprised at the rapidity with which the Taliban are moving to consolidate their power over the whole country?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me on. I'm not surprised. I've been saying this for a long time. You know, the Taliban are ruthless, and the only chance that we had of finding some kind of stabilizing solution was the peace deal that, the Trump administration had started. And the Biden administration abandoned that. And so what we have now is this sort of pell-mell rush in two directions. One, us leaving there. And don't get me wrong, we should leave Afghanistan. It's not worth another U.S. service member's blood spilled in that land. But there was a right way to do this. One was trying to lock down the Taliban in some kind of agreement, a political settlement that integrated them into the political landscape of Afghanistan, and then two, in a very organized fashion, to backhaul all of our equipment out of there so it didn't look like we just got up and left in the middle of the night, which is essentially what we've done. So it's unfortunate that what's happening now is there's no settlement that leads to a political integration of the Taliban, and one day we're there, one day we're gone, and that creates this momentum for the Taliban that I think is irreversible. I think it's inevitable that the Taliban will push very hard against the Afghan government, and to the extent that our ability to train and build capacity within their police, their military, and their government, that will be the test, right? I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years now, trying to help them stand up on their own two feet, and they sink or swim based on their own dedication to their own training and their own allegiance to their own government. And so we'll see where it goes.
All right. In terms of where it's going right now, do you see any eventuality in the next, say, year by which the situation will become so dire that the mistreatment of the Afghan people, that the confiscation and seizure of American military equipment left behind, that any of that would potentially cause the U.S. government to reinsert itself into the conflict? Or is this an irrevocable, we'll slam the door behind you, goodbye?
Yeah, Michael, what I see here is we have one enduring security, national security, vital interest in Afghanistan, and that's the prevention of sanctuary for terrorists that want to launch attacks against the homeland, as happened in 2001, 20 years ago. And so to the extent that we leave behind intelligence networks, whether it's human intelligence or signals intelligence or imagery intelligence, and that can cue on terrorist entities forming and planning with intent to do the United States homeland harm, then I think we have cause to go back in a very precise way and attack to defeat those elements, as we should have done against bin Laden when it was evident that at Karnak Farms 20 years ago he was planning exactly what happened on 9/11. So I think that's the only reason. I mean, there's a lot of strife in the world everywhere, and we can't go everywhere. And again, I don't see any need for the United States to get back into Afghanistan other than what I just stated. And it's interesting to me that, President Trump was very clear that leaving Afghanistan was the right thing to do. And as the policy guy for him in DOD, I agreed, and I was doing my part and winnowing down that force to about 2,500 last December. And from there, you had a great majority of, Republicans supporting it. It was a notable few exceptions like Lindsey Graham and Liz Cheney and so forth. But now what you have, now that Biden has chosen to sort of finish the task, you have, a great majority of Republicans opposing it. And it's the right thing to do, whether it's Trump doing it or Biden doing it. Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, understands this turf. He was the CENTCOM commander. So I don't want to see another American life lost in that land for what is a lot of squeeze for a very little juice out of that country that is somewhat hostile, a very hostile terrain and very hostile enemy there, even though the people of Afghanistan are, very, very good people.
Okay, you've been at a very high level, one of the principals at the Pentagon, at the Defense Department. Right now, we obviously are reducing our focus and our concentration on Afghanistan. Where should our focus be in terms of American national security? Should it be on the China theater? Should it be on the Middle East, elsewhere in the Middle East, such as Iran? Where would you urge President Biden and Secretary Austin to focus America's security concerns?
Yeah, so we have a document, the National Defense Strategy, that says China is our number one threat. With Russia also being a competitor. And so it's called great power competition. And you know, the preparing for all forms of warfare against them, whether it's cyber war, which has certainly happened, the economic war, the diplomatic war, and God forbid we get into a hot military war right now. China and Russia are the great power competitors that we face. With North Korea and Iran as the sort of junior varsity that we're dealing with, not that they're any less capable. They just have smaller economies. But certainly Iran's intent is probably the senior varsity of all intents with regard to doing the U.S. and our allies harm. And which is why it makes no sense to me that we're trying to engage Iran in some kind of restoration of the nuclear deal, which was a terrible deal to begin with. It had very short time windows, 5-10 years or a blink of an eye in the Middle East. And certainly when you look at the exportation of terror that Iran does, there were no limits on what Iran could do.
There are, unfortunately, limits on our space for conversation. General Tata's book is called Chasing the Lion. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Thank you for your service to your country and to your insight today. We will be right back about another danger for the United States coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, 6 days from now, I'm going to be speaking at the Reagan Library, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and we're going to be broadcasting the show live. If you've ever wanted to just come sit in on the show and you happen to live somewhere near the Los Angeles area, well, come join us. We would love to have you. It's entirely free, but you need to sign up in advance. You need to go to our website at michaelmedved.com. Then in the evening, also free, I'm going to be speaking at the Reagan Library about divine providence, which is really the big answer to so much of the America bashing that's going on right now. Couldn't be more timely, because basically, people are saying the reason America became so prosperous and powerful, and we did, is because America's a crook, because we're bad guys, because we stole from other people, we abused the rest of the world. The answer to that is what our prior leaders believed, and virtually all of them, Republicans, Democrats, everybody, that the United States was serving a higher purpose in the world, and we were enabled to do that through something that is not entirely rationally explicable. We'll be talking about that next Wednesday. Coming up, sign up for it at michaelmedved.com. Look for the material, the information about the Reagan Library event. There is another aspect of just how fortunate we are and why we need to see America in perspective. There is news yesterday about the assassination of the president of Haiti. And I wanted to share some of that with you because we so much take for granted the blessings that we have here in this country. And again, with all of the talk about civil war in America and things breaking down and America is no longer a democracy, we're losing our democracy, the United States is on the precipice, and we are still the best place in the world to live, to raise a new generation, to basically benefit the whole world. But listen to this report from the Washington Post. The president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, was killed by a bullet in his head sometime after midnight. And it was not midnight last night. It was midnight the night before. And this was in his home in the hills overlooking Port-au-Prince, the capital. The attack by assailants that Haitian authorities described as commandos comes amid months of escalating political instability and gang violence that have critically eroded the rule of law in the Caribbean nation of 11 million. Moïse, who is 53, was 53, dissolved parliament in January of 2020 and ruled by decree as opponents and protesters demanded that he step down. Armed gangs with unclear allegiances have seized control of growing portions of the country, terrorizing the population with kidnappings, rapes, and killings. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said that he was now the head of Haiti's government, and he denounced the odious, inhuman, and barbaric attack. The question about whether Claude Joseph is actually going to be recognized by the rest of the world, let alone by his Haitian countrymen, as a functioning president, we don't know. Neighbors heard the outbreak of heavy machine gun fire shortly after 1 a.m., coming in spurts of 10 to 15 minutes for more than an hour. The weapons I had never heard in Haiti before, said Ralph Chevry, a board member of the Haiti Center for Socioeconomic Policy in Port-au-Prince, the capital. And by the way, Haiti's received $13 billion in foreign aid in recent years, which was unable to redeem this nation from chaos. Mr. Chevry lives just over a mile from the president's residence, and he said he heard the fighting clearly. Chevry and neighbors heard the black-clad assailants speaking in Spanish in audio recordings purportedly made during the attack, the authenticity of which could not be confirmed by the Washington Post. At least one man with an American accent spoke in English and claimed to be from the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. No. DEA operation, everybody stand down, the man says in what sounds like a southern accent. U.S. officials strongly denied the claim. The Biden administration has strongly supported President Moïse. It sounded like a ruse, a tactic, Chevry said. In a grainy video, witnesses describe at least some of the attackers as white and say that some of them walking by Haitian police, who they say appeared to stand down. In other words, you have here this nightmarish situation where there's an organized attack on the president, and the guards, the military forces assigned to protect him and his wife, who was in critical condition, she was also shot, do nothing to make it safer. Compounding the crisis was a lack of clarity over who has the authority to lead the country. Joseph, the foreign minister, that's Claude Joseph, the acting president, he says, was supposed to step down as interim prime minister after Moïse's appointment Monday of neurosurgeon Ariel Henry to be Haiti's new prime minister. Gang violence and the coronavirus outbreak are both worsening. A shooting rampage in the streets of Port-au-Prince last week left at least 15 people dead. At least 278 Haitians have been killed this year in attacks that have led some citizens to flee the capital, traveling by boat and plane to avoid dangerous gang-controlled roads. A leading foreign investor in Haiti who spoke on condition of anonymity said a consensus among business leaders was that the operation was too sophisticated to have been carried out by the armed gangs that have wrested control of parts of the country and its capital. The investor noted that Haiti has become an increasingly important transit point for cocaine and illicit cash, and that cartels and drug runners from Colombia, Venezuela, charming communist socialist state there in Venezuela, and Ecuador, some of whom appear to have been at odds with Moïse and people close to him, and gained a foothold in this country. This was too organized for the gangs, the investor said. Try to imagine. And then think about people who talk about January 6th riot, that attack, which is lamentable, it's indefensible, it's horrible. And, of course, that kind of thing moves America more in this direction. But we certainly aren't there. Here, they have no functioning government. They don't know who's in charge. And, by the way, they're talking about 15 people being killed in a weekend. We have that in Chicago, which has a lot less population than Haiti. But they've had weekends, including this most recent one. We'll be talking about that coming up. It seems to me that it's extraordinarily important not to cry wolf. And when people talk about America looking like a failed state and we can't trust our elections and we can't trust our political system, it's one of those reasons we should appreciate what we have. And the kind of bitter debates that we are going on about how long and what the hours should be of early voting, or how you are going to authorize absentee ballots and check to make sure that the people who actually cast the ballot are really alive. Turns out there was a case that they just discovered in the state of Michigan, where they did a thorough report, where there was a vote counted of someone who had died. But he died after Election Day. He had submitted his ballot, and then he died right hours after Election Day. The point is, do we have a perfect, smoothly functioning, a wonderful, admirable system in every way? No, of course not. But when you look at Haiti and you look at the generosity that Americans have shown trying to help Haitians, and by the way, you look at the success of Haitian immigrant people when they come here, even from desperate circumstances, it should just enhance appreciation and perspective to give gratitude that we get to live and continue living in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.